Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for attending this meeting. I declare the meeting open at 5:30. I acknowledge the Gariyarl people as the traditional custodians of this land on whose lands we are meeting, and recognise their strength and resilience and pay my respects to their elders past, present and emerging. Item 3 is the attendance at this meeting. Item 3.2, anyone attending via phone, there is nil. Item 3.3, apologies, there is nil. Item 3.4, leave of absence, there is nil. And item 3.5, disclosure of interest, there is nil. Item 4 is nil. Item 5, there is one answer to a question from Mr. Arnold Carter that took place at the last meeting, and that's now published. I now move on to item 6. This meeting is being recorded on audio tape and streamed live online as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with minute taking purposes, which may be released upon the request to a third party. If you do not give permission for recording your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is reminded that in accordance with section 6.16 of the Town of Port Hedland local laws on standing orders, nobody shall use a visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless the person has been given permission by the chairperson to do so. Members of the public are also reminded that in accordance with section 6.17 subsection 4 of the Town of Port Hedland local laws on standing orders, mobile phones must be switched off and not used during meetings. And I just remind directors that that's the case. So in accordance with section 6.7 subsection 3 of the Town of Port Hedland local laws on standing orders, members of the public of the public are required to complete a question form and place it in the completed form in the tray provided. If the presiding member determines that a question or statement is out of order due to the use of offensive or objectionable expressions or defamatory, they will not be recorded or responded to. Okay, we now move into question time. Question time is now starts at 5:34. Do we have any questions from the public? There not being any, my question time is closed at 5:34.5. I think. Okay, we now move into a public statement time, and I declare public statement time open at 5:35. Are there any public statements that the public wish to make in relation to this section? There not being any, public question time is now closed at 5:35. Move on to section 6.3, petitions, there is nil, none. Item 7, questions from members without notice, there is nil. Item 8, which is just a list of some of the appointments I've had in the last month. Item 9, I declare that I have given due consideration to all matters contained in the agenda. Item 10, which is the minutes of the previous meeting, I confirm that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday the 24th of June 2020 are a true and correct record of that meeting, so therefore I support the recommendation in that matter. For those that have turned up, this is probably the quickest meeting I've ever had, so there are only a very small number of issues, and I don't think it'll take a huge amount of time. So we move on to item 11.1.1. This item is for the financial activities for the period ending the 31st of May 2020. There is a complete report attached in Attachment 1 of this agenda. This report occurs each month, and the thresholds are the same each month, being capital projects, a variation of 10% or $10,000, whichever is greater of the year-to-date budget. And for non-capital, the variation of 10% or $50,000 of the year-to-date budget. This month's breakdown of the cash position is as follows. Current assets, $337.4 million. Restricted cash, $237.2 million. An unrestricted cash position of $2.2 million. These figures show, one, sound long-term financial planning is implemented, and two, transparency and regular financial reporting and communications to the community. There are no significant environmental, social or economic impacts identified, so therefore I support the recommendation in relation to this matter. Item 11.1.2. This item is in relation to the Queen's birthday holiday. The first thing that most people want to know is that this is an item is not about changing the public holiday. The public holiday will remain as is. It's just a different way of achieving the same result. We do not need a policy to achieve the public holiday on the Headland Cup Day. All council needs to do is to endorse the day via resolution. The governor creates the Queen's birthday holidays. It is a decision of the governor upon the recommendations of your council that creates the date. So I support the recommendations in relation to this matter. Item 11.1.3, this report is in relation to the rules around the appointment of freemen of the council and the conduct of a freeman in relation to the council. These rules were last reviewed in March 2015. I think we have currently nine freemen have been appointed by this council over the years. These appointments is of course the council's discretion at all times. The review sets out the criteria to be considered, and these criteria aren't designed to say that if you comply with one, then you shall be considered. This is what council should consider in relation to freemen. One, serve the community with distinction. Two, a mayor for two terms is eligible to be considered. Three, councillors for 12 years is eligible to be considered. It must be of high integrity. A distinguished record of service, act lawfully, treat people with respect, and lastly, not be a sitting member. If a person is either bankrupt or has a criminal conviction, they are not eligible. The code of conduct requires freemen to at all times to refrain from making critical or disparaging remarks about council and refrain from behaving in a manner that may embarrass council. I support the recommendations in relation to this matter. Item 11.2.1. This item is a review. This item is to review the report on the performance for the year 2019-20 financial year in relation to the arts and cultural strategy. It gives me great pleasure to speak to this report. Your council is committed to supporting and celebrating the arts, art, culture and heritage. Extensive public consultation took place to look at a range of ideas. Firstly, Headland is unique to current programs that were in place. Three, desire to be more creative. Four, the role council should take. And five, how to build local participation. The results of the strategy were adopted by council in August 2019. Council endorsed and supports the findings in four broad areas. One, This Is Us, the Headland story and points of pride. Two, doing it together. Three, had added value, contributing to the thriving Headland. Four, the unexpected, fresh experience and novel places. The key achievements so far are, one, the Town of Port Headland events toolkit, which outlines processes and supports resources for community groups to deliver arts and cultural events. Two, the Sunset Food Market expands business opportunities through the Marapikaringa Park, and we'll see that even expanded more shortly with those pop-up developments in that park. A three-year partnership with BHP to secure large community events. And four, the new location of the Headland Library, which took some time but is proving to be a success. Five, establish an Aboriginal liaison officer. Six, 2% of major projects to be spent on public art. And seven, achieve focused on engaging youth, including youth at risk. I note and receive the report as recommended in this item. I just want to say that a lot of people in the Headland area have witnessed over the many years community consultation and reports that were written. I'm hoping from now on, like this report, that the people in Port Headland get more used to seeing results of those reports actually coming to fruition. This particular report, there's some 70% of the recommendations have now been achieved, and I congratulate the officers in relation to that. But I think it's a trend that more and more results people will see in Port Headland, and I hope so. One of those, of course, is the J.D. Hardy Centre, which is now proceeding. So congratulations to our events people. Item 11.3.1. This item is in relation to surrendering a lease and then converting the purpose of that lease to housing. This matter was tied up with lot 5863 Butler Way, Port Headland, which was surrendered and the purpose was changed to housing. This process needs to now be finalised for lot 2, 16 Aurelia Way, to allow for the council at some stage to build on the property at no expense to the council for the land. I support the recommendation in this matter. This is probably the shortest item that I've ever dealt with. Item 11.4.1. This is a list of fees to be imposed on our staff if the devices that are provided are lost or damaged by the responsible person. There is really no further explanation required for this item, but I support the recommendation. The next item is item 11.4.2, which is the depot pound upgrade. This item is put forward in an endeavour to create operational efficiencies. This matter was to be included in stage two of the master plan, but has now been assessed that it is better suited in the first stage of this project. This work will replace an ageing facility that for a number of years has held dogs and cats far in excess of its design capacity, which results in a detrimental safety outcomes for the animals involved. The new facility will include a new building with temperature controlled facility with separate cat and dog sections, a vet's room and two large shaded exercise areas. You know, I think if the animals could speak, they'd all cheer about this particular item. The bringing this forward would ensure the town is able to financially benefit from including all work under the one stage. I support the recommendations in this matter. Item 11.5, there is nil. Item 12, there is nil. Item 13, nil. Item 14, nil. Item 15, nil. So after that exhaustive meeting, we now come to the finale. The next ordinary council meeting will be held on Wednesday, the 26th of August at 2020, commencing at 5:30 p.m. There is no further business, so I declare the meeting closed at 5:47.